Well, yeah, they've been good. Obviously, taking this week off, which is usually the French Open, to give the body a bit of a rest. Went across to Royal Liverpool yesterday, actually, to play the practice round. The course in great shape and stuff. So yeah, everything seems to be going, going on the right direction.
How are you feeling? Because obviously, I think you've had neck and shoulder issues recently, haven't you, in Cologne? Are you feeling good?
Yeah, obviously, the body's not been too great for us, the last couple of years. So it's just really having to try and manage your time, manage your practice. It's having a little bit more time off than what I would like to and what I usually would, And then obviously in preparation, instead of, going full belt, to just, really getting it organised and just slowly easing your way in.
You seem to get little niggly injuries as well when you're just about to hit top form as well. That must be incredibly frustrating.
It is. They always seem to come right at the worst times. But, that's just how it is. Obviously, with the big tournaments being in the middle of the year, we've already played a lot of golf by then. So, the two things just kind of go hand in hand, really.
You had a pretty flawless first round in Cologne, though, didn't you? So are you feeling in good form at the moment?
Yeah, everything is in good shape. Every part of the game is, I'm working on nicely and, it's all coming together. Like I say, it's just keep away them little niggly injuries and stuff, we should be good to go.
What do you make of the course as well? I think that it potentially could suit you, this one, couldn't it, for the Open?
It looks really good. Like I say, we played yesterday. I'm presuming it'll be a little bit firmer by the time we get there in 10 days' time. But yeah, the golf course is very good. It suits good long game. Obviously, I think everyone will just remember Tiger, taking it to pieces, hitting 4-iron everywhere. The last time it was there, but it's a good test of golf. If the wind stays down and stuff, and the course stays relatively soft, I think the scoring will be quite good. The main protection around that golf course, I'd say, is the wind. So, depending on the week of weather that we're going to get, will depend massively on the scores, and then obviously, who's going to win.
It is going to be incredibly unpredictable, though, isn't it? The Open in general over the last few years has been pretty unpredictable. Woods is going to be there. I mean, nobody really knows what kind of shape he's in, having just come back from the injury, but it's a wide open field, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I think it's going to be a very interesting Open this year. Obviously, you've got a few guys playing really well. There's a few guys tussling for, world number one. People are in for a treat, really.
Tell us about the Irish Open. You hit a course record there. I think you got your second hole in one of the season as well. So how good was that?
it was a strange week. We'd had a nightmare journey getting back from America from the US Open. We had a couple of flights cancelled and stuff. So it was nice, actually, in fairness. The body didn't feel great after all the travelling, and it was nice to just make the weekend. And then obviously the Saturday was one of them really surreal days where everything was going really slow, in fairness. I think we were 1-under up to that point, playing nicely, and then we boxed, we slammed Duncan 8-iron, and then go on to, to play a pretty flawless round of golf. So, it was just one of them days, really, that you were, that you're taking your stride and you just got to really, really savour them.
When you got the hole in one, I think it was in China, wasn't it? I think you got a 4x4. Do you get anything in Ireland or not?
No, Ireland, there wasn't anything up for grabs for the hole in one, unfortunately, but you still take them. You get 2-under for the hole and you get the honour on the next tee. That's about good enough, eh?
you have to settle for that, eh? Look, you've been pro for 5 or 6 years now. Another local golfer in Matt Fitzpatrick has also turned pro recently. What is that transition like? And do you need a few years to adjust? I guess that's the kind of experience that Justin Rose had back in the day as well. Do you need sort of a few years to get a feel for it?
Yeah, you do. I mean, Fitz is obviously, I've had dinner with him a few times at the Irish Open. He's a lovely young kid. He's a good golfer. Still very young, I think 19, 20. So I think, the only real issue that he's ever going to have, for the next couple of years will be potentially distance and stuff. But, that will come with basically getting older, growing up, getting in the gym and doing bits. I think the transition for him won't be that bad, to be honest. He's played now, 3 majors, done very well at all 3 of them. He's now obviously played Ireland a couple of weeks ago and played well in his first one as a pro. He's doing good again this week. He's on my list on my phone when you check through the scores about how people are getting on. And it's just good to see. I mean, it's getting your money up in 7 events is an incredibly difficult task. But, he seems to be going in the right direction, you know, to prove that if he did get a card, you know, it'd be a very steady performer.
Is it good to see, you know, local talent coming through, lads from this part of the world? We've had Lee Westwood for an awful long time, but it seems like there are some new blood coming through from South Yorkshire.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a good place for golf. We've got some great golf coaches, you know, in the area with Pete Cowan, Graham Walker, Mike Walker, you know, Steve Robinson, you know, up in North Yorkshire. There's a lot of good coaches, you know, through the England squads, through the regional squads. And I think it's only a matter of time, really, before, you know, the guys who were putting in the work ethic, you know, with the good information will come through.
What would you consider to be a successful Open for you? Is it just a case of bettering last year, trying to chip away at that? I think you were tied 15th last year, weren't you? So what would constitute a good Open?
To be honest, I think at the minute it's one of them. You know, if my body holds up nicely, you know, we've got a good chance of hopefully being up there. You know, I mean, the goal, like I said, the game's in good enough shape to compete at any level at the minute. So if the body can hold up, you know, and you can stick to your guns and mentally you can be very solid the week, you know, anything can happen.
In terms of the rest of the year, I spoke with the BBC's golf correspondent Ian Carter yesterday, and he suggested you can afford to, you know, to look ahead and maybe strive for the Ryder Cup and push for that. Is that something that you see as achievable?
I think right at this moment in time, it's quite a long way off. Obviously, with my injuries and stuff, the back end of the season, I didn't play as good in the bigger events. You know, where all the guys, you know, really made a massive move. You think, you know, you got Thomas and Jamie Donaldson and Victor Nubesson, who played really good in Turkey and Sun City in them events. And now, you know, I wasn't really in them feeling fully 100%. So the guys, I think, if you look at the money list and the world ranking points list, they're a long, long way in front. So for me, the back end of this season really is really making sure that the body's 100%, so that, you know, these things don't keep coming back. And then, you know, like I say, really trying to press forward, get back into the top 100, top 70, top 50 in the world, you know, and then really just try and build on what can be a really solid career.